This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Brukhim Abba and welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara in Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis brought a machlokes between Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and Rav Sheshes regarding two brothers who leidasam shaloi b'kedusha, and they were gerim. Can one brother marry the wife of the brother after the brother dies? After all, Gershon Eskarka Katan Shanoel Adami. That's the opinion of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And Rav Sheshes says, no, we have to make a gzera lest a Jew marry Eshes Achiv Mei Imai. So there are three lines from the bottom, Tzadi Chesamanaf. Tashma, Ger Shahaya Leidasai Bikdusha Vahirasai Shalai Bikdusha. Come in here. A ger whose birth was b'kedusha and his conception is shaloi b'kedusha. His birth was b'kedusha, his conception was shaloi b'kedusha. So then the halacha is yesh lo she'er ha'im. He has relations through the mother. In other words, he is related to his relatives of his mother, ve'in lo she'er ha'av. However, as we learned, if it's hayrasa shaloi b'kedusha, he loses, he disconnects from the father. Ketzad, how is that? Nasa achoisai min ha'im. If he married his sister from his mother. So if he married his sister from his mother, yoitzi, he has to get divorced. Min ha'av, if he marries his sister from his father, yikayim, he is allowed to stay married to his sister from the father because he's not related to the sister of the father. Achois ha'av min ha'im, his father's sister from the mother, yoitzi, he has to get divorced, because even though he has severed a connection to the father, nevertheless, it's from the mother's side, it's the sister of his father from the mother, and therefore you have to get divorced. Min ha'av, if it's the sister of his father from the father, yikayim, he's allowed to stay together. The mother's sister from her mother, Yoitzi, has to get divorced as relatives from the mother stay together. Relatives from the mother are, in fact, remain intact. Min ha'av, if it's a sister of the mother from the father, so now it's a sister of the mother from the father. It's interesting. A sister of the father from the mother, we learned that we make a gzera mishem achoisoy minoim. However, a sister of the mother from the father, Rameir says you have to get divorced because there's a tzad ho'im over here. Again, this is achois ho'im min ho'av. Reb Meir says yoitzi. The chachomim oimim, the sages say yekayim, that you are in fact allowed to stay together. The chachomim say you are allowed to stay. The Chachamim say you are allowed to stay. Why? Shahaya Rav Meir Oimer, because Rav Meir said, "Kol erva shehi mishum she'araim yoitzi." Any relations that's through the mother, you have to get divorced. Mishum av, if it's through the father, yikayim, you're allowed to stay. And therefore, if it's achos ha'im min ha'av, Rav Meir says you have to get divorced. Umuter be'eshes achiv me'imai. You're allowed to marry the wife of your brother from his mother. Now, why are you allowed to marry the wife of the brother from the mother? Because this is talking about in a situation where you are hayrasai shaloi b'kedushai v'leidasai b'kedushai. This is talking about your older brother, and your older brother is hayrasai v'leidasai shaloi b'kedushai. You're not related to him. So this is clearly like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And your mutter to v'eishas achi aviv, the wife of the brother of your father. V'shar kol arayas mutarais, all other arayas are mutter, mutterlai. La'asuya, that comes to include eishas av, your father's wife. Now, nasa isha ubita. If he married a woman and his daughter, nasa isha ubita. If he married a woman and his daughter, a ger that marries a woman and his daughter. Rashi says this is going on a regular ger who married a Gentile woman and her daughter, and they converted with him. Now, if the scenario where he is noilad b'kedusha, in a scenario where he is noilad l'kedusha, then obviously he can't marry an ishovita. And if he married a giyores and his daughter, then it didn't have to talk about a case of a ger. So therefore the case is a Gentile married a woman and his daughter, and now they all come and convert. So we say koines achas, he could marry one, umaitzi achas, and he could divorce, and he has to divorce one. But lecharchila la yichnais, lecharchila, he cannot marry both. Mesa ishtai, if his wife dies, mutter b'chamaisai, he's permitted in his mother-in-law. This is talking about a ger who married a woman who is a convert. So the halacha is he is permitted in the mother-in-law. Now, in general, we had a machlokes earlier between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel and Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis. What is the halacha about a woman and her mother-in-law? So Gemara says, Mesa ishtai, if his wife dies, mutter b'chamaisai, he's permitted in his mother-in-law. V'ika detani. Some learn aser b'chamaisa, he is prohibited in his mother-in-law. Katani mias, the bottom line is, from this braisa it taught, mutter be'eshes achiv, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. Why are you allowed to marry your brother's wife? Ma'ilav denosfa achiv kishuger, isn't it talking about where your brother married this woman when he was a convert? And this then would be a raya to Rav Achar bar Yaakov, that since Gershon is Gaka Katan Shinal Adam, you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. Says, no, Lloyd, did not come, he married her when he was a Gentile. And that's why you can marry your brother's wife, because there's no relation to this woman. Maila Memra, what does this come to teach? If he married her when she was a Gentile, what's the chiddush? Says Gemara Ma'od Tema, I might say, Ligzar Kishuhu Oive Kechavim Atu Kishu Ger. I might say, make a decree. Make a decree of when he is a Gentile, atu when he's a convert, kamash malan. So the chiddush is, no, we don't say that. Amar Mar, the master taught, we learned earlier, nasa ishobit, if he married a woman and his daughter, koines achas, he stays married to one, umaitzi achas, and he divorces the other. Says Gemara, and then the bride says, L'chachila yichnois. L'chachila, you should not marry both of them. Says Gemara, Hashta afuke mapik. Now that he has to divorce one, L'chachila mi boy, that L'chachila, is it a question? Says Gemara, Hasam kai. It's going on over there. Hasam kai. It's going on a different case. Meaning, V'hachi kamar. Hach de Amar Rabbanan Yikayim, those arayas that the rabbi said you're allowed to stay with, but l'chachil lo yichnois, l'chachil you can't marry. It's not talking about a Gentile who married a woman and his daughter, rather it's talking about all the arayas that the Chachamim say that you are allowed to stay with. Now, Mesa ishtai, the Braisa said, if your wife dies, mutter b'chamaisa, you're allowed to marry his mother-in-law. V'ika detani, there are those who taught, aser b'chamaisa. Says Gemara, chadak Rabbi Shmuel, one goes like Rabbi Shmuel, v'chadak Rabbi Akiva, and one goes like Rabbi Akiva. Man de asar, the one that prohibits Rabbi Shmuel. It goes like Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, who Rabbi Shmuel says, chamaisa l'achar misa b'isura kaima, a mother-in-law after misa remains b'isur. V'gabe ger, and therefore by a ger, since a mother-in-law after Misa is an Isser Sreifa, by a ger, we're Goizer. The Gabe ger, Gazru, by a ger, they were Goizer. Gazru Bei Rabbanan. Uman Deshari, the one who permits it, Krebi Kiva, he holds like Krebi Kiva, the Amar, who says, Chamoise la'achar Misa, Kalash lay Isura, your mother-in-law after death, the Isser is lenient. V'gabe ger, meaning it's not the sreif, it's just an iser. V'gabe ger lo gozu bei rabbanan, by a ger, the rabbis did not make a decree. Now the next Mishnah talks about a very, somewhat of a complex case, talking about five women who gave birth, and these children got mixed up. Now each of these five women has a definite son, and when the mixed up children die, the question is, can the definite children do yibum to the wife of their supposed brother, even though the likelihood of that child being their brother is only 20%, one out of five. Now, if they would be getting the right woman, it would be no problem for each one to do Yimim. The question, the problem is, in all likelihood, they're not getting the right woman, so they're marrying Yivam Lashuk. So what we do is we have each one of the other four giving Chalitza to this woman first, so that when the fifth one does Yibam to her, if it's her Yavam, then great, he nails it. And if it's not his Yavam, then the halacha is, if it's not his Yavam, he's not marrying Yavam al-Ashuk. So Chomeish Nashim, the Mishnah says five women, Shinas Arvo, they got mixed up, Vladoiseim, their Vladois got mixed up, Higdilu Hataruvais, and the mixed up ones grow up, the Nasu Nashim, and they married women, Umeisu, and they died, Arba Cholsin La'achas, four of the men do Chalitza to one, the Echad Miyabe Maisa, and four do Chalitza to each woman. The Echad Miyabe Maisa, and one of the brothers does Yibam. One of the definite five does Yibam. Then, the next woman, who shloisha chotzen la'achas, the brother that did Yibam and another three do chalitza to woman number two, the achem yabim, and the fifth brother does Yibam to her. Nimtzu, so, and then, let's say the third woman, the two brothers that did Yibam give her chalitza, another two give chalitza, and the fifth does Yibam, and so on and so forth, until each woman is getting chalitza from four and Yibam from one. So, the halacha is, Nimtzu, it comes at arba chalitzos, there are four chalitzos, v'yibum, and one yibum, l'chol achas v'achas, to each and every one. Says the Gemara, v'davka michlatz v'hadar yivumi. This rule is specifically that they have to do chalitza, and then they could do yibum. Aval yivumi bereishalai, but they can't do yibum first. Why? Dekapaga b'yivam alashuk. Because if they do yibum first, they're going to encounter yivam alashuk, because they might not be doing Yibam to the right woman. This woman is really Zakuk Liyibam. Says Gemara, Maihu. Says Gemara, who cares if these four do Chalitza and one does Yibam? Let them all do Yibam. Maihi, v'shloisha chotzen la'achas. Three do Chalitza to one? Why can't they all do Yibam? Says Gemara, Dolay Teimal Yibam Mechadakula. We don't say, in other words, the question is, why do you have to have four of them do chalitza and one do yibum? Why don't we have four of the brothers do chalitza to each woman, and then one brother do yibum to all the women? This way he's for sure doing yibum to his yivama. Says the Gemara, Maihu ushloisha chotzen la'achas, why specifically does it have to be he and three brothers do chalitza, and only one brother does yibum to each? So you don't say let one do yibum to all of them, and this way at least one of the women he's doing yibum to correctly. But ella kochad v'chad miyabim chada, each one does yibum to one. This way, one of them will. This way, it's possible that all of them will be being miyabim the correct yivam aduma mesramile didei. This way, maybe his will come to him. In other words, it's true, if one does Yibam to all, he'll definitely be doing Yibam to his Yivama. The only thing is, the other four will definitely not be doing Yibam to the Yavam. However, if we do it this way, it could be each and every one will be doing Yibam to the correct Yivama. Says Gemara, Chada, Dilma Mesramile Didei, and maybe he will, each one will get his. Says the Gemara, Miktsasan Achin Umiktsasan She'en Achin. What if some of the brothers are brothers, some of them are brothers, and some of them are not brothers? Ha'achin Cholzin V'She'en Achin Miyabnin. The ones that are brothers do Chalitz, and the ones that are not brothers do Yibam. Says Gemara, my Kama, what in the world does this mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Safra says, Hachi Kamar, this is what it means to say. Miktsasan achin min ha'avu, miktsasan achin min ha'im. If from these five definites, some of them have brothers from the father, And some of them also have someone here who's a brother of the mother. In other words, Rashi explains how the scenario is possible. But of these five definite sons, if, let's say, four of the sons have a sister-in-law from their brother, from their father, but one of them has a sister-in-law here who may be from the mother. And in that case, he can't do Yibam. So the halacha is like this. Achin min ha'im chotz. And the ones that have a sister-in-law from the mother, they do chalitza, they can't do Yibam. But achin rab, those who only have a sister-in-law from the father, miyabin, they do Yibam. Miktsasan kayhanim, miktsasan sh'enu kayhanim. If some of the definites are kayhanim and some of them are not kayhanim. So those who are kayhanim, they can't do Yibam, because since each woman gets chalitza first, the kayhanim can't do Yibam. So kayhanim chotzin, the kayhanim do chalitza. She'enum kayhanim, the ones that are not kayhanim, miyabin, they do Yibam. And then in that case, one of the non-kayhanim, or one of the non-achim min ha'im, will do Yibam to more than one woman. Or there'll be a woman who gets chalitza, not Yibam. Now, miktsasan kayhanim, miktsasan achim min ha'im, if some of them are kayhanim, and some of them are brothers from the mother, Elu ve'elu chotzin v'lemi yamin. These and these do chalitza, however they do not do yibam. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.